Bank versus Rudolph Latour.
It's 9 a.m. in City Courtroom 676, and already a crowd of people facing foreclosure have lined up for a chance to keep their homes.
I didn't take all of the money out.
George Gordon waits patiently for a chance to meet face-to-face with his mortgage company's attorney.
I originally got into trouble because I was working when I got the mortgage, but I lost my job. And once I lost my job, everything started to go downhill from there.
2 years ago, as Philadelphia faced a staggering number of home foreclosures, city officials, lender attorneys, and homeowner advocates sat down to see what could be done. They created Philadelphia's Foreclosure Prevention Program. Judge Annette Rizzo took part in the negotiations.
And basically to take a brief freeze frame on individual cases to really see if we can break them down and have face-to-face communications between those representing consumers or homeowners with lender attorneys to see if deals can be struck.
Are you currently living in the property?
When homeowners receive default notices from their mortgage companies, community advocates inform them of their rights.
I'm going to pay my mortgage.
Okay.
Under the Foreclosure Prevention Program, homeowners have the right to meet with their lenders to try to restructure their loans. Housing counselors like Mary Campbell are also available to help guide homeowners through the process.
We're going to ask that they definitely reduce the interest rate from that 10% to at least half of that, to 5%.
George Gordon is now working. The goal is to try to restructure his loan to keep his mortgage payments to within 31% of his income.
I would like that interest rate reduced.
We're going to request that.
If nothing else.
Lender attorney Christopher DiNardo says given the number of mortgage defaults that banks face, restructuring the loans is advantageous for everyone involved.
If we're able to work something out with the borrower where they get to keep their house and my client gets to have payments made according to the mortgage, that's a win-win for everybody.
Paperwork was submitted prior to that. If you look at the
attorney fees for property inspection, and late fees are charged to the homeowner. But all or part can be waived during the negotiations.
So whatever the fees were at that particular time in July up until now, anything charged in between, we're going to ask for those to be waived.
George Gordon.
Hi, George Bowen.
Homeowners are represented during the negotiations by volunteer attorneys.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me talk with lender's counsel. I think we ought to get a 30-day continuance so they have time to look at it. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Gordon applied for the program back in July, but he says the lender lost his paperwork. His attorney succeeds in getting a one-month continuance.
You get an order that will reschedule it. You'll have to be back here on February 25th.
Even though his case was not resolved today, Gordon is relieved.
Stick around for a minute because I want to get a copy of the order too. Thank you so much.
Mary Campbell is sure a deal can be worked out.
What we're going to do is redo his calculations on the Make Home Affordable Plan of 31% of his gross income and see whether that pans out.
Philadelphia officials say the foreclosure prevention program has allowed more than 1,900 homeowners to avoid foreclosure, and another 3,600 are going through the process. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Philadelphia.